From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for July 8th. Hey Iris, July 8th. 10 stories, 1 trial, 3 reviews, 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from Science Daily Health. Textbooks were wrong. Scientists reveal how human hair really grows. A new study suggests human hair grows in a way scientists never expected. Researchers found that hair is pulled upward by coordinated cell movements inside the follicle rather than simply being pushed out by dividing cells at the root. Advanced 3D imaging revealed a hidden cellular motor that helps drive growth. Next. Second, from Science Daily Health. Scientists discover how cancer cells change identity to spread. Scientists have identified a molecular switch that may help explain how colorectal cancer becomes deadly. When levels of a gene regulating factor called GATA6 drop, cancer cells can shed their normal identity and transform into highly adaptable fetal-like cells capable of spreading through the bloodstream and establishing new tumors in the liver. The study suggests that this dangerous transition is driven less by new genetic mutations and more by changes in how genes are switched on and off. Up next, third, from Science Daily Health. Scientists found a surprising cancer fighter hiding inside tumors. Scientists at the University of Illinois Chicago have turned an unlikely source into a potential new weapon against cancer, bacteria that naturally live inside tumors. They developed a peptide called Wor-B, inspired by a bacteria, L protein, that infiltrates cancer cells and effectively cuts off their energy supply by targeting the mitochondria, the cell's power plants. And then, fourth, from Science Daily Health, takeaway meals contain more salt than advertised, study finds. Researchers analyzed takeaway meals from various restaurants and found that nearly half of them had more salt than what was listed on the menu. This is concerning because some of these meals were delivering almost double the recommended daily salt intake in a single serving. The study looked at a range of popular dishes, including fish and chips, pasta, pizza, and curries. Interestingly, classic fish and chips actually had lower salt levels compared to other options. On the other hand, pasta, pizza, and curries were often among the salty as takeaway meals. This highlights the importance of checking nutrition labels and being mindful of portion sizes when ordering takeaway. Next, fifth, from Tell Me Three Good Things. 7 July 2020. 6 till the three good things. I've been thinking about how each day has its own little arc, beginning, middle, end. Just like a story, it's funny how we can feel stuck in one part without realizing it, and the quote about endings and beginnings sparked a lot of reflection for me. The weather finally cooled off a bit. Today felt more like a typical summer day after that intense heat wave we had last week. It made the simple pleasure of a mint chocolate chip scoop feel extra refreshing. I caught a baseball game on TV, which reminded me how easy it is to slip into a routine that feels comforting, even if it's just a few innings of background noise. Oh, and I reopened the online shop with 18 new paintings from the series I've been sharing all year. What three good things have you noticed today? So, up next, 6th from Rue Girl. More signed pre-orders are now available. Hey, just a quick heads up. The author's cookbook Today We Are Cooking now has a small batch of signed pre-orders open. You can snag one at Curious Iguana, the indie shop in Frederick, Maryland, and each copy is hand-signed. The book packs more than 100 straightforward, comforting recipes, everything from the viral dishes you've already seen to brand new ideas she's been eager to share. There are also kitchen tips aimed at boosting confidence, so it feels more like a friendly guide than a textbook. Because the signed copies are limited, it's a good moment to reserve yours if you've been eyeing one. Just follow the link on the store's site to place the order. And then, 7th from Ali Krieger. The most hydrating foods. About a fifth of our daily fluid intake comes from food, so the right snacks can keep you cool without thinking about it. The most water-rich options sit in the 90-99% range. Melon, strawberries, tomatoes, zucchini, lettuce, cabbage, celery, cucumber, peppers, spinach, radishes, cauliflower, asparagus, and even milk. If you're looking for a little less water, but still good hydration, aim for the 80-90% group. Grapes, apples, blueberries, peaches, pears, pineapple, oranges, broccoli, carrots, beets, yogurt, cottage cheese, and sweet potatoes. For everyday meals, toss a handful of berries into a salad, snack on cucumber sticks with hummus, or blend melon into a chilled smoothie. A quick side of steamed broccoli or a bowl of cottage cheese with pineapple makes a refreshing, hydrating lunch. Even foods lower on the list, avocados, bananas, potatoes, beans, corn, and lean fish add valuable water and electrolytes, rounding out a summer menu that keeps you hydrated without constantly reaching for a glass. Next, 8th from Lindsay Mack's Complexity Edge. ADHD brains don't finish goals. They finish the ones they quit. So I was reading this article about ADHD and how our brains work when it comes to goals. It's saying that we often don't finish the goals we consciously set for ourselves, but instead we end up completing the ones we abandoned earlier on. It's like, if you're trying to learn a language, you might delete the app, and then suddenly find yourself fluentish a year later because you got into a show and needed the subtitles off. The author is talking about how this happens with all sorts of goals, gym memberships, novel, writing, you name it. They're saying that the goal itself doesn't die, it just goes underground and waits for us to stop focusing on it. It's like our willpower is the wrong tool for this job. We're trying to force ourselves to stick to these goals, but what if we're just not wired that way? It's actually kind of freeing to think about it this way. Instead of beating ourselves up over not meeting our goals, maybe we can just acknowledge that our brains work differently. And instead of trying to use willpower to force ourselves to stick to things, maybe we can just let ourselves explore and see where our interests take us. It's not about being lazy or lacking motivation. It's just about understanding how our brains work. I think this is really helpful for people with ADHD, but also for anyone who's ever felt like they're struggling to stick to their goals. It's not about being perfect. It's just about being kind to ourselves and understanding our own strengths and weaknesses. Up next, 9th from Off Grid with Marjorie Wildcraft 2020. 60706 Off Grid with Marjorie. Hey, I wanted to catch you up on some news from Off Grid with Marjorie. She's been busy on her farm, starting with the baby ducks and learning to keep the big ones from killing them. She's also got new cavies, which are huge, and is working on building more homes for the rabbits and cavies. Marjorie's been dealing with some interesting issues, like a cat that's brought her mice as gifts but then lets one loose in the house. She's also been exploring the idea that the US Constitution is a bankruptcy document and the founding fathers were attorneys for the crown. She's working to learn more about this. In other news, Marjorie's been having fun debunking some myths about flock cameras, which she says don't contain recyclable silver and won't sell for $1,000 on the secondary market. She's also been following some disturbing stories, like the Israeli aid workers in Venezuela and the SCOTUS decision that gives DJI more power to fire people from independent US agencies. Marjorie's also been looking into some other topics, like the CERN shutdown and the USSBR, which is down from 325.6 to 330. 1.2 million barrels of oil. She's worried about the cost of lower gas prices and the potential consequences of the SCOTUS decision. And then, 10th from Vinay Prasad's observations and thoughts, the war against compounding pharmacies selling obesity medications. A new JAMA letter highlights the affordability of compounded GLP-1 arrays with a median cost of $217.33 per month compared to $1,000 for branded versions. This price difference may lead more people to opt for compounded versions, which are also reportedly easier to obtain. However, the letter's authors express concerns about the lack of regulation and potential harm from these unapproved medications. Critics argue that the focus on the risks of compounded medications is an attempt to protect the financial interests of pharmaceutical companies. They suggest that the discussion should shift from emotional arguments to quantifiable data, such as the rates of adverse events and severe outcomes associated with compounded medications. Some studies have raised concerns about the potential harm of retatrutide, a medication that has been obtained by thousands of people through compounded pharmacies. However, these studies have not shown a clear link between the use of compounded medications and adverse events. A key question is whether the benefits of compounded medications, such as increased access to life-changing treatments, outweigh the potential risks. The author of the JAMA letter notes that even if the heart rate increases associated with retatrutide are ultimately harmful, the medication's ability to induce significant weight loss may still be beneficial overall. Ultimately, the debate surrounding compounded medications highlights the need for a more nuanced discussion about the trade-offs between access and safety. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow.